The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I've got a couple questions for you to start this off. I want you to think, first off, who is the most brilliant person in your life? And what I mean by that is, who is the person that you go to for advice and expertise? All right, you got it? Now, second question. Who is the most brilliant person who has ever lived? You got it? Okay. To the second question, how many of you answered Jesus? All right. We got a few hands out there. We spend a lot of time in the Episcopal Church talking about Jesus as our Lord and Savior, keywords that we talk about. But we rarely, if ever, actually use the words teacher or master or mentor or guide. And so in a sense, we've sort of lost the fact that Jesus was and is brilliant. And you see, this is integral to our lives as disciples, to those of us who've chosen to live the Jesus way of life. And it's also clearly the Jesus that we discover in Scripture. Our gospel today is the story of Jesus as a boy. And the Scripture clearly points this out. Saying that he was 12 years old tells us that in the Jewish understanding of manhood arriving at 13, as well as the point where Jesus or Mary actually refers to him as child, that we're pointing out that Jesus as an infant even astounded the brightest and best minds in the Jewish community. They were at the temple in Jerusalem. This is the pinnacle of thought in the Jewish world. And Jesus is amongst the brightest thinkers, astounding them as a child. And the Gospel of Luke continues to that in the chapter, the 20th chapter. Twice, Jesus silences the intelligentsia of that time, the Pharisees, first by confounding their trap on taxes, when they ask him about taxes, and he brings out the coin, whose head is this, whose image? And second, another group he confounds on the question of resurrection. So Scripture actually tells us that he confounded them so brilliantly, my word, that they stopped asking him questions. So, throughout the Gospels, Jesus' brilliance proclaims and teaches a way of life that was and is as miraculous as his acts of healing, his walking on water, and his feeding of thousands. So Jesus is most certainly the most intelligent, the wisest, the most brilliant person who has ever lived. And again, it's vitally important that we as his followers regard him as such. Because if we don't believe he is the source of wisdom for every aspect of our lives, we will not go to him for guidance. We will not actually follow him, and hence, he will not be our Lord and Savior. Think about that first person I had you hold in your mind, that person that you go to for advice and expertise. You go to them because you believe that they have knowledge that will help you, that will guide you to a better way of living. And if you don't know someone personally, well, that's what paid experts like therapists, financial planners, and doctors are for. Now I know what you're thinking. Some of you are thinking, well, Jesus may be the smartest in religious or spiritual matters, but not, say, in nuclear physics or chemistry or relationship advice or whatever area that you need advice in. But you see, Jesus actually is the authority in all of those areas. And again, it is Scripture that tells us this is true. Recently, we heard from the Gospel of John, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." The word here is referring to Jesus, but the Greek word that's being translated here is logos. So it would say, "In the beginning was the logos." Now, here's the problem with logos. It's not translatable to our current English language. In fact, the true depth and nature of the word is so profound that the closest we can get to it are words like reason, discernment, rational thinking, the capacity of language itself. All of these are tied up into what logos means, but it's foundational, fundamental, transformational possibility of knowledge, of thought, of reason. And so the scripture continues, "Through him all things were made, physics, advanced robotics, intimate relationships, mother-in-laws. And without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was light, and that light was the life of all people." So what is said is that Jesus, through him and with him, everything was created, and so everything he is the expert on. So as his followers, we are invited, we're called even, to engage with Jesus as he truly is, as the authority and wise counselor of every aspect of our lives, from our personal lives to our work lives. And if we don't, well, then our understanding of him is not simply false, it's small. It's small enough for us to dismiss him and to seek counsel, hopefully from others, but most likely we will discover that the most brilliant person in our life is ourselves. And so we will only go to ourselves for expertise and advice, and we will become our own Lord and Savior. And to that I simply say, good luck. But if we do choose to seek Christ's wisdom and direction in all that we do and all that we are, we will be led graciously and certainly into abundant and meaningful life, the life worth living in the kingdom of God. We too can increase in wisdom and in divine and human favor. This Christmas season, we celebrate a child being born, a Savior given to us, the master teacher of our lives. May we regard him as such and learn from him well.